We're going to be learning Simon Kuf and Chesif Aleph, which is the following halacha. Eize dvorim kuim hefsek besuda. Which things, which matters, are considered a hefsek, an interruption for suda, both with regards to boch rishono and boch achrono, as we shall see. The slightly confusing point is probably the fact that the halacha at the beginning is not how we Ashkenazim Paskin. The Rambam is later on going to say in Seif Beis that this is not the halacha. Hence, I will go quite quickly through it because halacha lemaisa as Ashkenazim, we Paskin slightly differently. If a person eats in one house, and he stopped his meal, and he went to a different house altogether, he was eating, and his friend wanted to have a little shmooze with him, and he went out to the entrance of his house, and then he returned. So he was in his house, he went out, and he came back. Since he changed his place, he first of all, the Shulchan Aruch holds, he will need to make a bruch achrono on the food that he's eaten until now. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that when you leave the house, that is considered a proper hefsek, it's an interruption altogether, and now it's a proper hefsek, a complete new meal now. You have left the place, you need to make a bruch achrono. You need to make a new bruch, and now you're coming back to your place. You need to make a bruch rishon again. He was in his place. He should make bruch achrono. He should bench. Now he should go out. And then when he returns, he needs to make again a new bruch and finish off his meal. But if he had a shmuz in the house, although he changed his place, from one corner to the other corner, he doesn't need to make a bruch. So Shulchan Aruch holds, it's really two halachas. One halacha is that if you have shinui makom, if you change place, then it's both considered an interruption with regards to bruch rishono and with regards to bruch achrono. And therefore, if you leave the house, you need to make bruch achrono before you leave, and bruch rishono upon coming back again. The second point the Shulchan Aruch holds, and that itself is also machlokes, he holds that what is considered shinui makom. The definition of shinui makom is primarily if you leave the house. These are the cases he's talking about. If you're leaving the house, that's considered shinui makom. If you are within the same house, pino le pino, the same house, and you are, let's say, in a big hall, you're going from one corner to the other corner, you're having a shmooze on the other side of the hall, or you're having a conversation outside and on the other end of the room, that is not considered the shinui makom at all, and then you wouldn't lose not the bruch rishono, not the bruch achrono. The Ramos tells us straight away, he said if his intention was to eat in one place, it's not going to be shinui makom, and that's if it's in one house. We'll see that later on in greater detail. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotno Aleph tells us, it has an important point that it's own this halacha that you're coming back and you need to make a new bracha, that is only if he is on his own. If there's other people staying behind, and his friends, his chabura, remains in the place, so he just went out to have a conversation and he's coming back now to the coming back to the people. Although he's left the premises altogether, he does not need to make a renewed bracha by leaving Kedag on Seif Beis. That's again something which is discussed in Seif Beis later on. A very important point, which is mentioned here as well, is that even if he doesn't in Seif Kotten Beis, even if it was quite an extended stay outside, if it was a very brief stay, that halacha won't apply. Seif Beis. If you had a few friends sitting and eating together, and they went out towards the chosen, towards the kalem, if some of them remains behind, If people were left behind, then they can just come back. The people who were left the Suda, they can just go back to their initial places, join the Suda. They continue and finish off their Suda. They do not need to make a second bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that even if a person leaves the Suda, and even if he leaves the house, to the extent that normally he would lose his bracha rishona and his bracha achona, however, if there were people remaining in the place, then it's as if they are still to some extent around and they're not losing their bracha achona v'rishona. But if nobody is left over there, they will need a bracha on the food they've eaten until now. And when they return after welcoming the Chosn Kala, when they return, they need a new bracha for continuation of the meal. Similarly, if they were sitting and eating peiros fruit, whoever is leaving a place, it's as if he's interrupted his meal. And therefore, he needs to make a bracha on the food he's eaten until now. Al ma she'ochal, what he's eaten until now. And he needs to make a new bracha, ma she'tzorich lechol, what he's going to eat now. Somebody who is leaving the place, but not the house, he's just leaving he's going from one corner to another corner, Beweis Echot in the same house. He doesn't need to make a new bracha. It's not considered Shinei Makom, says Shulchan Aruch, if you stay in the same room and you're going from one place to another place within the same, under the same roof. If he ate on a fig tree, he ate on one side, he ate Bemizocha, on the eastern side of this fig tree, he ate something, and on the other side, he needs to make a new bracha. This is halacha, it's actually going to be discussed in greater detail later. The point being, if you're in a field, then the halacha is a little bit different. Okay, before we continue with the Ramah, just to emphasize and just go over the halachas of Seif Beis again, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have people that are staying behind, and some people will go to greet the Chosn Kala, they will not need to make a new bracha upon returning, and they will not need to make a bracha achrona upon leaving towards the Chosn Kala, because the people remaining are considered as if they stayed behind a little bit, and therefore no new bracha is not considered shinui makom. Mishneh Berurah, very importantly, points out in Sifkot Yud Gimel, that Ikras Chosn, who had in Kshiotz al-Dvar Reshus, this is nothing to do with it being Chosn Kala per se. It's not essential that it's a mitzvah matter. He said it similarly if it's a Dvar Reshus, a matter of Reshus, of non-mitzvah, it's the same halach will apply. V'hodunokat Likras Chosn, Rabusa. And the reason why it says Likras Chosn is the B'loi Nichosham Adam Tzorich Levoch Bikas Amosn Mekodim Shetzu Av Shoyetz and Dvar Mitzvah. So it's not essential the fact that it was a Chosn and Kala, that whatever would happen, if you're going, the same halacha will apply. Yeah. Okay. This is all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah, and he argues, and he holds the following. Some disagree, says the Ramah, and they disagree with everything that has been written in this siman. Rak, only. Soivrim, they hold. That's how we pass it. Shinui mokim, change of place. Einoi elo kesechadas. It is not considered a complete interruption. The fact that you're leaving the house, that's not considered a complete interruption. Rather, it's a hesech hadas, meaning that you're losing hesech hadas. Which means, lochenim shina mekoyim mo lemakom achem. If you are leaving the place, you're going to another place. Ein tzoch levorich elo lifnei ma shiruitzel echol. Havlo ilma sheochal shekva ochal. Hesach hadas, says the Rambam, means that it's as if you have lost. It's not a continuation of a meal. In terms of, you're not losing the brocha. You don't need to make a brocha achoyno. You don't have to make a brocha achoyno on what you've eaten so far, like Shulchan Aruch holds. Yes, you do need to make a new brocha on what you're going to eat now, but the fact that you are going to leave now and you're going to go out of the building, that doesn't obligate you that you need to make a brocha achoyno before exiting the premises. It does mean, however, that you need to make a new brocha upon return. Because it's as chadas, you've been mesiach das of the meal, so you haven't lost the bocha choyno, but you do need to make a bocha rishoyno. Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Chavov points out and explains, v'yesh cholkin. Betate plige al der Rishoyna. They argue on two points with regards to Shulchan Aruch. Ramon and Shulchan Aruch are chelik in two points. Echot, firstly, teim lo matzich rebocha lemafreya, le'oilo machmashinu mokim. He said, you don't need the brocha retrospectively on what has been eaten because of shinu mokim. V'rak brocha lechat chile, kodim shirech al shenitz. It only is an obligation with regards to a new brocha on what you're going to eat now. Upon video return, the choshev rak es chadas v'loi. It's considered chadas. Your mind has drifted away. V'loi kamash silik sudos rishon legamri. It's not considered as if you have lost and discontinued your meal altogether. V'al kenin therefore abocha achoyno oyle lishneim. The bocha achoyno you're going to make later on, that bocha achoyno is quite all right for the beginning of the meal until the end of the meal, although you have left in the middle. That bracha choyno is fine. We'll cover everything. The second point we're going to see shortly. The Rama now, back to the Rama. The Rama says, and in this point he agrees with Shulchan Aruch, for dafke shlo elinach miktsas chaverim besuda, this is only if there's nobody left behind, ve'ochal medvorim she'enun tzrichim bochum koimon. So that's both agree that if there was people behind and he's returning to the meal that started with me, then that also is a reason that he doesn't need to make a bracha rishoyna. So the fact that miktsas chaverim are behind, that is both according to Shulchan Aruch and according to the Mechaber, both according to Shulchan Aruch and according to the Rama, the fact that there are people staying behind means that he hasn't completely left, although he has left physically the building, but he hasn't left halachically, and therefore, upon his return, he doesn't need to make a bocha rishoyna. But he does make another condition, and that's what Rama says, v'ochal midvorim she'enom tzirichim bochum koimam. There is various foods which is considered to'unim bochum im koimam, which are foods that you need to make bracha achoyna bim koimam in the place that you started the meal. The prime example of that is going to be pas, bread, that you need to make bracha achoyna in the place that you ate. And, right, so the Gemara continues, avalim niach miktsas chaverim, but if you left people behind, oy, oh, afilim lo niach, if you didn't leave people behind, that's as discussed earlier, then you ate a fruit which is toun brocha bim koimon, who you ate a fruit that requires brocha in its place, you will not need to make a new brocha now. Why? Because you ate something which is toun brocha bim koimon. Therefore, Misha posek sudosoi, somebody's interrupted his meal, and he went to a different house. oi, or shehoya oichel, he was eating. V'kol chaveiro, and his friend asked him to come and a moed to have a shmooze. Afilu lePesach Beis, even if it's the entrance of his house, oi lemakom achet, to different house, to different place. Shechoyza lesuda, when he's returning to his suda, ein tzorich levorich klal, he doesn't need to make a bracha at all. Why? The hapas tzorich bracha b'mkoymoy. Bread is one of those fruits that everybody agrees. Taytzuna bracha b'mkoymoy lekula alma. So since it's a fruit that requires bracha chon in its place that was eaten, he will not need to make a bracha rishona upon return. It's not considered for hezchadas. There's no hezchadas, and he hasn't completed his meal, so therefore he doesn't need to make a new bracha. Miu, however, if he did have a chadas, shechoy zavadai tzorich levoich al ma shechoy tzalechol achikach. If he did have genuine hesachadas, meaning that he left for a long time, and he really, really had genuine hesachadas, if he was there for a while, he had a long shmooze, an extended leave, then then when he returns, he will need to make a new bracha rishona. Ve'en chiluk, there's no difference. Im chazal amokim shachal, if he returns to the place that he's eaten, kva bein sim sudosim amokim acha, whether he's eaten somewhere else, either way, he needs to make a new bracha. Ve'chein nagin b'inas edu, that is a minik. Lechatchila, however, nevertheless, ideally, says Dremo, never leave your place without making a bracha. Techashinim, we are concerned. Shem Yishkach, maybe when you leave, you're going to forget. Melachso velechol, you're going to forget that you need to return and eat, and obviously to make a bracha. So therefore, if avoidable at all, Chachomim, Dremo says, don't leave your place of eating, because you're going to end up forgetting. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that if it's a very, very short leaving, just literally for a second, it will be fine. If it's for mitzvah purpose, you're going zman tefillah, you're going to miss zman tefillah, mut, then you'll be permitted. Okay, I need to summarize a little bit this opinion of these two seifim in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. This Simon Kuf Ein Ches Sif Aleph and Sif Beis discuss what is considered Hefsek B'Suda with regards to Bocha Rishona, Bocha Achoina. If the Shulchan Aruch starts with the opinion that with the Shulchan Aruch's own opinion that if a person leaves the place, and leaving place Shinumokim is considered if he leaves the house altogether, then the halacha is, he needs to make a bracha achoina before leaving, and he needs to make a new bracha rishona upon return, because the shinui makom is considered a real interruption. So it's as if you're having two meals. It's a gemara suda and aschola suda. Therefore, you need to make a bracha achoina, bracha rishona. The exception will be, if there are people staying behind, then it's not considered as if you left properly. Another point of discussion is, what is considered shinui makom? And Shulchan Aruch holds that leaving the house is considered shinui makom. If you're within the same building, it's not considered shinui makom. It's not considered shinui makom. And if you've gone from one corner to another corner, that's not considered shinui makom. The Rama disagrees, and the Rama says there's no such sugya at all with regards to shinui makom. And certainly you don't lose the bracha achoina upon leaving. All it is, shinui makom is a hesachadas. So the bracha achoina, you're perfectly fine doing one bracha achoina for both before leaving and after leaving. Bracha achoina is fine. It's just, the machloek is just in terms, shinui makom is just an issue in terms of hesachadas, meaning that you need to make a bracha rishoina upon your return on the food you're going to eat. Not what you've eaten, but what you're going to eat. And that's what he holds, that's considered as chadas, and you will need to make a new bracha. He agrees with regards to chaverim, and Right. Now, the Rama also adds another point, that never mind chaverim leaving behind, but if it is a food which is to'una brocha b'mkoyma, such as bread, for instance, the halach is you must make the brocha choyna of bread in the place that you ate it. So that's as if you're not going to have a proper eschadas. And the fact that you're leaving, but since you must make the brocha choyna where you started eating, therefore you're going to come back and you're going to make the brocha choyna there. And therefore, you don't need to make a new bracha on what you're going to eat now, because it's dovah shetun a bracha b'mkoyma. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees on that. However, the Rama does agree that if it's a genuine extended hefsek that you really had a hechadas proper, then although it is bread, but upon your return you will need to make a new bracha rishona. And this will not apply because it's a genuine hezchadas. You've been out for a long time. You'll need to make a new bracha. This is what the Rama says is the minhag, and that's how we pasken. It's never a good idea to leave the meal because we are concerned you're going to forget. If it's a very short leaving, it's fine. If it's a leaving for the tzorech mitzvah, that's fine as well. One more point has to be discussed, and that is the following shaila. We learned, shinui mokim is if you leave the house and you go to another place, that is called shinui. If you're exiting the house, that's considered shinui mokim. If you're in the same room, you go from one corner to the other corner of the room, that is not considered shinui mokim. That is considered the same place, same room, one corner to another corner, that's not shinui mokim at all. However, what happens if it is in the same house, but not in the same room? You're going from room to room. Is that considered shinui mokim or not? The Mishnah Berurah seems to pasken that if you are in the same house, but you're going from one room to another room, then it depends on your das. If your das was initially to move about and to move around, then it's fine. It's not considered shinui mokim. However, if you never planned to go from one room to another room, and you did, it would be considered shinui mokim, but it's quite comparable to leaving the house altogether. Okay.